This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to take just a few moments out of your busy day and join with us with a study of the Bible, the sacred will of the infinite, true, living God. 5 Gospel Minutes is an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, a national and international radio broadcast. And we're deeply appreciative of those in the local situation who bring this broadcast to you and urge you to visit with them at your earliest opportunity. Now, for the past several times, we have been studying some great lessons from the account of Peter trying to walk on the water to the Lord Jesus Christ, as we find in Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. We have already studied 9 of these great lessons, and will not have the time to go back over those today. But we began with the 10th great lesson from this account, as Jesus had come walking on the water to the disciples in the boat, and Peter had asked the Lord to let him come to him, and Jesus had bid him to come. And Peter had gotten out of the boat and begun to walk, and then seeing the waves and the effects of the wind, he began to sink because of his doubt. And he cries out for help as he should have. But now notice carefully this 11th lesson, that Jesus saved him. Jesus stretched forth his hand and took hold of him and saith unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Now Jesus saves Peter from sinking because he loved him and to show that he is the Son of God. Jesus did not perform every miracle he could have performed while he was here on earth. He came to perform miracles in order to prove that he was the Son of God. It was not for some sort of circus sideshow, but as we read in John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, many other signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name. And so here Jesus is proving not only his love and concern for this individual disciple, but proving that he is the Son of God, and that he is the Son of God for us today, and that just as he stretched forth to save Peter, so he will stretch forth to save us in our guilt of sin. The cross of Jesus Christ is God's greatest declaration of the fact that every one of us is lost in sin until we are saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, and that through him and only through him can men be saved. Let us each stop and think today about the power of the blood of Christ to wash away every sin we have ever committed, to let us begin today with a clean slate to write the story of our lives. As Paul made clear in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, or are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried with him, therefore, through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. So you see, we can begin life anew with all of our sins washed away. As the writer of the Hebrew letter declares, he is able to save to the uttermost them that draw nigh unto him. And so we learn the great lesson that Jesus can and will save you. Paul put it in these words in Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to be saved, but that the Lord offers it to everybody. You have only to respond to him by faith and obedience in order to be saved. But our time is almost gone today. I want you to know that we're so happy that you've been with us and urge you to be with us for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour.